From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Copper wire theft is a persistent problem. Two men were recently charged with stealing 4.3 million miles of copper wire from Sound Transit. It's the largest copper theft in state history. More than 7,000 feet of copper was stolen from SeaTac Airport last month, and when copper wires get stolen, the lights go out. So what is it that makes copper so valuable that criminals are pulling it from wires and rail lines, risking electrocution? Jay Sternoff is a legislative liaison for the Washington chapter of the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. They're a trade association for 1,600 companies operating more than 6,000 facilities around the world. Jay, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, clearly part of the reason for the theft is that copper prices have almost doubled since 2003. Why is that?
Well, that's primarily because world copper consumption has been increasing at an estimate of 575,000 tons annually, and it's accelerating.
Where is the demand the strongest?
China is probably the largest demand at about 22%, but India is becoming close behind.
Do we know where this stolen copper is going? Has it been traced to China or to India?
It has not been traced to where it's going because the police have had limited success in even finding where stolen material goes. There are many companies around in this state and in the country that have been around for almost 100 years and have been cooperating with police for a long time. However, since 2007 in the state of Washington, there's been many of what we call pop-up dealers that export directly out of the country, and so it's really hard to tell or prove where the stolen copper goes unless you actually catch them.
So you're saying that members of your group, the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, don't buy stolen copper?
Knowingly, they don't buy stolen copper.
Might they unknowingly be buying stolen copper?
It's potentially possible, but in most cases, most of them are experienced, and certain types of material, like what you pointed out, Sound Transit and the airport, are somewhat unique, and plus the police have been somewhat diligent, I guess the word is, in identifying, and so people could see them. But when somebody comes in and they have something that it doesn't look like they should have, most large companies will not buy it.
Now, what do we know about the people who are stealing this copper to sell somewhere, someplace we don't really know? Are we catching many of them? Is there a pattern popping up here?
There has, for a long time, not been no priority by law enforcement for prosecuting property crimes, and metal theft is no exception.
So because there hasn't been a priority, are you saying we haven't been arresting many, so we really don't know who's doing the thievery?
That's a good part of it. Since 2007, when Washington became one of the first seven states to adopt new metal theft laws, there's only been two charges and one conviction under that law since 2007 through the end of 2012.
Well, there are increased penalties coming online here in Washington State. On July 28th, a new law will increase the penalties for scrap metal recycling centers that buy stolen copper if they can be caught in the act. You think this is going to make a difference, Jay?
This should make a difference because they're doing that as well as they're licensing all the scrap dealers effective January 1st of next year. And if the police can have enough resources to enforce the law, enforce the licensing, hopefully what we call the bad actors, will diminish.
Jay Sternoff, thanks for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Jay Sternoff, legislative liaison for the Washington chapter of the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries. It's a trade group talking about the persistent problem of copper wire theft.